Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of the Primary 365. 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. I'm Marvin Roan. Today we'll talk about the Empowerment Pledge. We'll talk about how you can work on yourself and how you can get better. You just hold on and relax. Let it probably work. Do what it does. We'll get it done. Welcome one, welcome all to The Empowerment Works. And it's 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment. And this process of empowerment is very simple. And if you would just take the time every day to decide in your mind, in your life, and in your world, and in your thoughts, that you will become better. And I like to start every show with the Empowerment Pledge. And that pledge is, I will work on myself. And if you would tell yourself consistently every day, mentally, consciously, emotionally, to get into your subconscious mind that you will do the work of working on yourself. I will work on my mind. I will work on myself. I will work on my inner self. I will work on my issues, my concerns, my hurts, and my pains. I'm striving to develop the tools. I'm striving to do the work of working on myself. And if you will, with support and assistance, just strive to develop the tools necessary to become a better person. All I'm asking you is to do this. Work on yourself. Develop this process every day, just one day at a time. One day at a time working on yourself. One day at a time working on your mind. One day at a time working on those things that you know you need to work on and change. The things that you need to heal. The parts of you that you need to cleanse. Getting away from the old life, the old ways, getting out of the past, developing a new way of being that allows you to become the best person that you can be today and every day. And if you would just strive for balance, if you would strive for even distribution of your energy, your thought, your focus, and your faith, this energy, this thought, and this focus enables you to remain upright and steady, creating the balance that you need through developing the focus. And that's the focal point of your mind and your thoughts, your interests, where your attention is going. And then developing that faith that you need, complete trust and confidence in you, in yourself, in your own ability. Then you'll have it. It's just that simple. It's the empowerment process. It's the process of working on yourself to become better every day. And that's what you want. You want to become better. You want to work on yourself. You want to strive to do the things that you know you need to do to become a better person. All you have to do is simply try every day to become the best person that you can be. It's just that simple. Every day I'm working on myself. Every day I'm simply trying. Every day I'm simply trying to motivate myself to become better than I was yesterday. I'm motivated, I'm inspired, and I'm empowered to become the best person that I can be. And that is the empowerment pledge, the empowerment process, and that's all you need. And if you just begin with that practice every day, working on yourself, working on your mind, working on your heart, working on your spirit, changing the things that you know you need to change, and finding that thing, that one thing that you know you need to work on and change to become the best person that you can be, to live your purpose, to find out what you're here for, and then do the work that you need to do. Find your purpose for being here. Find your purpose for living. Find your skill. Develop your tools. Develop the confidence in yourself. Become that person you know you need to be. So focus today is consistently working on reaching your goals. And if you would just focus consistently every day, become determined to be consistent and reaching your goals. And do that today and every day. I'm focusing on myself. I'm focusing on the things that I know I need to work on and change. I'm focusing on improving. And that's all you have to do. And so every day with the empowerment, we start with gratitude. And if you can begin your day simply starting with gratitude, practicing gratitude, practicing becoming thankful for the things that you do have, becoming grateful for your life, become grateful for your thinking, keeping your mind and your heart open, keeping your mind and your heart open to growth, to change, to becoming better, to finding that thing that you know that you need to work on and change about yourself, but becoming grateful for the things that you do have, becoming grateful for your heart and your life and your lungs. And it's simple. If you would just take the time to become grateful every day for the simple things, just think about it for a moment. I have life. I have health. You have to every day become empowered. Get the courage to begin to practice saying thank you for your life. Can you become grateful for your health? I am grateful and thankful for my health, that I can see, that I can hear, that I can touch, that I can taste. Anything that you do have, can you practice gratitude? Can you become thankful? Can you humble yourself? And can you push your ego aside? And can you push your quest for material possessions and accolades from people? And for a moment, humble yourself to think or say aloud. Either way, I'm grateful. And I'm thankful for the things that I do have. Grateful for my health, and I'm grateful for my life. And it's so empowering when you can begin to humble yourself and practice gratitude. And so it's gratitude, humility, and forgiveness. So today I practice forgiveness, and I release all negativity, and I begin with the process of forgiving myself and all others for any negative actions, activities, words, thoughts, behaviors, and anything that you feel that has been a hindrance to you, that you can't forget, that you can't forgive, that you can't let go. And so today, also asking you to forgive yourself. I mean, really today, I forgive myself for past transgressions, some things that I did that I'm not proud of right now. I'm not honored to say that I've done some things that were wrong, but I forgive myself today, and I move past those things, and I release. I dig down in myself. I'm beginning to excavate. I'm beginning to clear some old things out. I'm beginning to practice becoming empowered by forgiving myself and practicing forgiveness every day. So today we're going to talk about the process of empowerment that will lead us to determination. And what we need and what we do in the practice is to be able to give you some tools that you can work with. And today it's the process of empowerment, and we're going to talk about determination. So today's theme will be the mental, physical, and emotional challenges of doubt and fear. And so once you begin to work on changing yourself, the sole job and purpose of doubt and fear is to keep you right where you are. I'll say that again. It is to keep you right where you are. When you have doubt and fear, doubt and fear's job, two things. They just want to keep you where you are, mentally, physically, and emotionally. So you can't change. You're afraid to change. You're afraid to grow. You're afraid to work on yourself. You want to keep things just the same because you're comfortable there. And doubt and fear will always keep you there, keep you away from doing the work, keep you away from growing, keep you away from practicing, keep you away from becoming the best person that you can be. So many of us are not emotionally prepared to face, to push past our fears. So we have to face them, we have to push past them, and the thing that we have to do most is begin to prepare ourselves for pushing past our feelings, our thoughts, and our emotions. Now, when we're working on ourselves, it's very important to be in tune to yourself. You have to mentally and emotionally prepare to face yourself. Face your fears. Face your feelings. Face your thoughts. Face your emotions. And the independent use of your will or desire would not be enough to sustain you through the challenge. Because we use desire, we use will, but it only takes us so far. And so the challenge in life and changing and growing, it's mental, it's physical, and it's emotional. And in order to grow and change, you have to begin to face your fears directly. Within the process of empowerment, doubt and fear can and will definitely appear in your emotional, in your physical, your mental, your thought, and in your mind, and on all of those levels. So you have to be in tune with yourself, tune with your growth, tune with yourself, to be able to really look at yourself and begin to challenge yourself to change and grow. And so it's on these levels that you have to begin to practice. So it's external and it's internal. It's being able to balance your external world and your internal world. Now, mentally, it can appear as a subtle shift in your will or your willpower or your desire. And physically, it can appear as lack of energy, pain in your body, or even sickness. So as you examine yourself and as you begin to practice the process of empowerment and working on yourself, become mentally and emotionally in tune with yourself, with your body, and with your mind, because your self or yourselves will challenge you when you're trying to grow. Now, I know some of you are thinking, well, you know, change is going to happen and I feel a certain way. But every time you go to begin to work out, for example, or every time you begin to want to lose weight, or every time that you're wanting to desire to strive for change, you're going to get it. And it's going to be mentally, it's going to be emotionally, or it's going to be physically. It'll come. And you have to begin to see these mental, physical, and emotional shifts, and then create a way to begin to neutralize the energy. Because what it is doing is it is tapping you, it is challenging you, it's draining you. So you won't have the energy and you won't have the power source, and you only can use your willpower for so much and so far. So there's another level that you have to go to. You have to challenge yourself to get there. You have to challenge yourself to grow. You have to challenge yourself to change. And what you want to do is begin to utilize determination. And so if you practice becoming determined, practice challenging yourself to get out your old ways and use your mind, use your thoughts, and use your energy in a positive way, practicing gratitude to become the best person that you can be today and every day. This has been Empowerment 365. I'll come back tomorrow and finish this segment on determination and working on yourself. I'm Marvin Rohn, your host. Visit me on the web at www.theempowerment.weebly.com. We have a lot of great information out there for you. Our coaching program is wonderful. Try me out. Can't do anything but get better. So begin every day to work on yourself, become the best person that you can be. Challenge yourself to become better. Utilize determination. Understand you and the challenges that you have mentally, physically, and emotionally. Most of all, love yourself. Love on somebody else. And strive to become the best person that you can be today and every day. Love you. Peace. Hey.
Right.